Have you heard a voice in your head saying, you'll never make it, you're a hopeless case, you're doing everything wrong? If so, you're in good company. So have I, and millions upon millions of other people. In today's episode, I'll share the voices in my head, the ones that are telling me things that are very unpleasant to hear. And I will share how I meet these voices in a way that I hope will be really helpful for you.
What had changed had been so profound that I looked full at the problem in the face. Like, okay, insomnia, do your worst. I'm not running from you. I'm not going to be scared.
It's just, sometimes it's just so simple. Like the truth has to be simple. Otherwise, it's not the truth.
I was so trapped in my head before. When I say my whole life changed, like my whole life changed.
I'm Coach Daniel, and this is the Sleep Coach School.
So yes, welcome here. And in this special episode, I'm going to talk about my own experience with these voices, or, you know, these experiences that we sometimes call negative thoughts or intrusive thoughts. You know, my objective here is not to make this my like personal, you know, venting session or anything like that, but rather to share common humanity, that we all have them, and see how we can meet them in a way that makes life a little bit easier for us. So without further ado, yes, we're going to talk about, you know, this in today's episode, the voices and the meeting the voices. Just broke this up into two parts, really. And so I'm going to share four, sentences in my head or voices in my head that I often hear. And the first one is this: you'll never make it. And the thing with this one is that it's kind of a funny one, because I don't even know really what make it means. So I think when I hear this voice in my head, like you'll never make it, it basically is trying to say that whatever you're dreaming about, aspiring to, hoping for, is never gonna happen. I think that's what it means. Needless to say, it's an unpleasant idea that you'll, you know, whatever you dream of, you'll just never have that. That's an unpleasant idea, right? So that's a common one. Here's another one: you're doing everything wrong. And the interesting thing with this one is that when this becomes the idea, when I hear this voice in my head, like you're doing everything, it literally means everything. It means like every book you've written, you know, you should, is terrible. You should have had a copywriter do it. You should have had a publisher. You should have had, like, you know, you should have done it the proper way. You did all that wrong. You have the wrong webcam. You have the wrong, microphone. The microphone is positioned wrong. Like the way you use your words is not good. You know, the way you express yourself, you're not creative enough. You know, you always use the same words. You always use that. It literally means like every single thing I do is no good. Like you're doing every single thing wrong, which is, you know, also kind of that needless to say makes for an unpleasant experience, because there's nothing when this kind of voice is heard, like, or when this kind of voice is like the predominant one, like nothing is okay. Everything is wrong. That's another one. Now, one that I've heard a lot over the years is this one: you're too old to make a difference. And this one stems from the idea that, okay, if you look at people who've like really kind of changed culture, you know, they really started off typically when they were young, right? You know, whatever they did, they started really building that or creating that when they were maybe in their 20s or something like that. And when I really started this work, you know, I was 38 when I decided, like, I'm going to create this app, you know, which later become Bedtime. You know, I was 38, and already then I was like 38. Like, how do you expect to really make a difference when you're 38? Like, you're way too old. You should have started like decades ago. Like, you know, this one I've heard a lot over the years, and you know, still sometimes hear that one. And then finally, last but not least here, you're a fraud. This comes up every now and then, and it's the one where the, you know, the voice in my head says, Daniel, like, what are you doing? You never had insomnia yourself. Like, how can you even speak about this? This is ridiculous. How can somebody listen to you when you have absolutely no clue what they're really going through, right? You know, that's, you know, this is kind of the imposter, the imposter idea, you know, that, you know, you're fraud, you're phony. Like, what are you doing? You know, this one pops up every now and then as well. So I think that's enough. We talked about four of them. It's not, you know, this is not, you're kind of like a, not an uplifting subject. So now we talked about them, you know, we've done the hard part of this class. Now let's go to like lighter territory. And this is like, how do we meet these voices? How do we meet these ideas and these thoughts in our minds? And I think, you know, when I think about how myself, I guess I've, in one way, I'm lucky because my default is always to do nothing. Like, just like, okay, just play it out. Just listen to this and kind of like almost immerse myself in this, like, you know, heavy feelings that come from these thoughts, you know, like almost like, okay, I'm just gonna feel this fully, you know. That has been my default, and I think that's helpful. So kind of like doing nothing, letting them be is very helpful. And why is that? Well, it is because they are these like warning messages, right? They're there to indicate to us that maybe we're doing something that is not in our best interest, right? It's kind of part of our brain is kind of scared we're on the wrong path, and it's kind of hinting to us or suggesting to us that maybe you could go another path. And that by default is unpleasant when our brain wants us to take action in some kind of safety manner. That is going to be the emotions that come with the thought are going to be unpleasant. But if we go like, no, I don't want to hear this. It can't be like this. We start arguing with it. It's kind of like when we're trying to stop a friend who's trying to warn us from a place of love, that our friend is going to go like, no, you got to hear this. So letting them be, nothing is really helpful. Now, part of the reason I want to talk about this is like recognizing common humanity. Like, if we think that I'm the only one who has these type of thoughts, that can make us scared and frazzled. And we think like, oh no, something's really wrong with me. I shouldn't have these thoughts. Nobody else has these thoughts. That puts us in a place where we feel vulnerable and we feel like isolated and alone. But when we realize that every single human being on this planet has these type of thoughts, that can be helpful. You know, we're like, okay, nothing's wrong with me. I'm just like everybody else, you know? And we already touched upon this, but we can sometimes, like, I want to say this, like when I have like these voices in my head in that moment, I don't think there's much available for me to do. Like I can't do anything to stop them at that moment or get rid of them in that moment. And I don't think any human being can at that moment. So in it's in a way when they're kind of very strong and prevalent, I think it's almost like we have very little choice. The only choice, the realistic choice we have is to let them be, right? Because every other choice leads to more of them, right? But after the fact, I think we can recognize that these thoughts, again, come from a place of love. You know, love in a sense that when we want somebody or something to like really thrive and live and prosper, you know, we love that thing, right? And like our brain loves us. It wants us to survive. It wants us to be safe, right? And that's where these kind of warning messages, they come from. And if we recognize this, even if it's after the fact, then next time they happen, we may not be as reactive and kind of automatically try to shut them off, right? So yeah, concluding here, like I think if you're human, you're gonna have these voices sometimes. They're gonna happen to us, and when we, you know, don't argue with them, that was misspelled there. But when we don't argue with them, is what I'm trying to say. They float away. They become fleeting. They don't stay for very long. So hope this was helpful. Hope you are on a path to where you want to be when it comes to sleep and life. And we will conclude here for today. Look forward to having you back real soon. Bye.
That was all for today. I hope you found this episode really eye-opening. And if you're looking for something more tangible, then head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com. You'll find several coaching options where our teachings can be contextualized for you personally. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side.